For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Brian Schultz. BSU men's hockey team split on the road last weekend at Minnesota State Mankato. We're joined by junior goalie Zach Driscoll out of Apple Valley. Career high 48 saves in that win on Saturday night. Congrats.
Yeah, thank you. That was a big win for our team, and glad it went the way it did.
You and Dryden McKay by far have the best stats of any goalie in the league. When you're playing against a guy like that on the other end of the ice, do you go into a game saying, I've got to be sharp, I've got to be on my game, or not?
Well, yeah, you know, it's going to be a goalie battle when you have a guy like that, you know, in the crease across from it. He's a really, really good goalie. He has great numbers this year, and he's got a good team in front of him, which, you know, that doesn't make it any easier. But I don't think, you know, I don't necessarily think about who I'm playing against. I just kind of got to worry about, you know, my end of the ice there. And, you know, a good goalie battle is always fun. So
48 saves is an awful big workload for you. And I thought the guys actually defended pretty well in front of you. How scary of a thought is that?
I mean, it just obviously goes to show how good of a team Mankato is. They got a lot of guys that can, you know, they have really good puck protection, puck management skills. And like you said, our team defended well. So I just think that's hats off to Mankato. And we were able to weather the storm there and do what we need to do offensively to get the job done.
Friday night, you get pulled with about 3 minutes left trying to get to that late push and tie that thing up. Unfortunately, doesn't go your way. The next night, they pull McKay with 6.5 minutes left. Is that the craziest 6.5 minutes you've ever had to play in your life?
Oh yeah, without a doubt. Yeah, I was just trying to think there if there's anything that's been close, but no, that building was absolutely juiced. The fans were going crazy. The roof exploded once they got their first one, and the second one came, and you know, I just got hunkered down a little bit. But you know, we got that empty net goal there, kind of settled down a little bit, but. That last 6 minutes, that was playoff hockey, 100%. That was intense.
Nick Cardelli gets a pair of goals, including that game winner. Heck of a play by Adam Brady getting the puck out. Did you see the play that Brady made and kind of set up that empty netter?
Yeah, I was kind of looking at it. They had one of their forwards was lined up top of the blue line. He kind of came down, which gave Braids the chance to poke it out into the neutral zone though aren't there. And there's not a lot of guys that can beat Cardelli in a foot race, so it was a good guy to have race for that puck. And I can't believe you didn't hear my sigh of relief from the press box there when that went in. So that was a nice play.
You guys are back into the national rankings. Let's be honest, polls are just a giant popularity contest. They mean absolutely nothing. Does show that you're playing some pretty good hockey, though, as a team. In your mind, overall, what is the best attribute of this team right now?
Yeah, like you said, we're trying not to look at the polls. It's just we've taken 1 week at a time playing games. But just resiliency, I think we're just no matter what the score of the game is, if we're down one, up one, we're never out of it. And we have so much maturity and so much battle level on our team that I think no matter what the aspect of the game is, we're always in it. And I think that that's proven this weekend. Down a goal Friday night, you know, had some chances late to tie it up, and being able to preserve that lead and scoring 3 goals on Mankato, which is a tough, you know, feat in its own. So just that overall resiliency and battle level, I think, has benefited us.
You used the word mature. You're still a fairly young team. How much have those guys grown up?
Yeah, I mean, I think necessarily just because, you know, freshman, sophomore, doesn't mean they're not mature. We have a lot of guys who've played a lot of games in juniors and have been in those positions in all sorts of aspects. So those guys have done a tremendous job of maturing. To answer your question, there's no time to kind of wait around and develop, and they just jumped right into it. A lot of guys are playing big roles, freshmen, defensemen, you know, in particular, and our sophomore group has really solidified our team. So those guys have done a tremendous job at maturing and being major college hockey players.
The fans and us idiots in the media, we get to look big picture and look ahead. If you win out, you win the league. As a player, is it easier just taking it one day at a time and worrying about tonight and then worry about tomorrow night tomorrow?
Absolutely. As soon as you start looking big picture and thinking, oh, what could happen, you know, a couple games down the road, that's when you're in trouble. You have to take it day by day. It starts Monday with practice, going on the rest of the week. So right now, you know, the only thing that matters is having a good practice today and getting ready for Bowling Green on Friday.
The Sanford Center has become an awful big home ice advantage for you guys this year. Why?
I think it just comes down to preparation. We're ready to go when that puck drops Friday night at home, and whatever it may be, for what reason, we're having a lot of success here. And it just, you know, once you kind of get in that mindset of making it tough,